Hey guys, just a pre-intro here. The quality is going to be pretty sus through most of this. We have ordered some new microphones, so it will get better. Please enjoy, and please, I know what you're thinking. It's really gross. Stop it. Think about the wholesome things of the Lord. Thank you. Oh, the music's playing. Okay, cool. Bye. What's up, Podsters and Casters? This is Dinner Date with the Boys, the podcast where typically we'll be having dinner with the boys. Anyone can be a boy, including girls.
I'm a boy.
We live in
2020. Are you a boy?
Are you a boy? Yeah,
hey,
I think so.
Hey, Jonah, are you
Last
a boy?
Last time I checked, yeah.
Okay.
You need us to check.
Can we check?
Go ahead.
Boy check. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a small boy.
He's a boy. Here comes the water.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, we forgot to look.
Having that next to that is...
This is gonna be fun. Right, we're gonna move this a bit.
Yeah, let's leave.
Yeah, that's
what is this?
Let's leave that out of
never
the
mind.
Way.
I'm stupid and an idiot.
Yeah, you are. Idiot.
Wow, all right, we're currently deciding what we're going to have. I'm looking at cookies and cream, thinking hard about it. There's a Reese's peanut butter, but I don't see chunks.
I like birthday cake. I make birthday cake milkshakes
at home. Where we are,
they're good.
We are. That was gonna be part of the intro. Today we are in fact at Steak and Shake. We probably won't be getting any dinner.
It's the place where you shake steak.
But you know what? Just like a boy is anyone that you value and you care about, dinner is anything.
Yes. Including...
it's literally just anything.
It is also including... Thank
but
you
not
for listening.
Notwithstanding.
Notwithstanding. I think I might just go with regular chocolate.
Dude, you're going to get your chocolate action.
So
this
one
is
of my
so dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
There's a worker.
Did you watch?
There was a worker watching us.
Right there. She's still. Jonah, did you watch the Bon Appetit gourmet
mix? What are you
doing,
idiot?
Ice cream. The blue. The.
No, I saw
Jim and Terry.
Yeah, Jim and Terry.
Jim and Terry. My two gay uncles.
We're not sponsored.
Jim and Terry. My two gay uncles. They were uncles before they were gay. And now they're gay together.
No.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Man, that's not good. They definitely like straight up just watching us.
They were brothers.
So
and now they're lovers.
I mean,
anyways. She made a banana coffee milk, banana coffee ice cream, and I saw banana chocolate, and I was like, So that's why. That's all.
Yeah,
I love banana coffee.
I think I might
milk.
Just go with just chocolate, dude.
Bro,
dark chocolate.
Are you going to get some chalky action all up in your business?
All I got to say to that is,
special,
hell yeah.
Special
hell to the yeah.
Methinks me might get dark chocolate milkshake.
Methinks you will.
You're going to what?
I'm going to get banana because I'm crazy.
So
that's another one for you audio listeners.
Yeah. So for the visual listeners, if you didn't hear what we did, because there's no audio on the video at all.
Yep, the video is completely separate.
We put all three at the same time separately. It's a cool little like two-part thing.
It's a little gag. It's a all little
guys,
goof in a gag.
So we're gonna ask her when she comes back.
Oh no, fuck.
She has anything to say.
You can't
Jacob
say it
Hughes.
Again.
Okay,
no.
Well.
No, cut it.
Nope, can't cut that.
No.
There's no cutting.
I'm
so the,
cutting
we
it.
Have a rule. This podcast stays PG-13, so we get one F word. Jonah and I don't care to use it, so it'll most likely always go to Jacob. And he used his for this episode. If he says it again, he is required to buy everything.
Fork.
Which means Jonah and I can be like, hey, oh, we want
that's
we want
worse than the F word.
Yeah, we get
things.
Zero of
them. Did you guys figure out what you wanted?
I'm not getting anything.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to be on the podcast?
The podcast?
Yeah.
It's called Dinner Date with the Boys, but anybody
so
can be
much.
A boy. So you can be included in
I
the
hate
boys.
People call me the boy because, I'm a man in my relationship.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Oh,
usually, my girlfriend says I'm the woman in the relationship far more often than I'd like to hear.
I also say that.
He does say that. Anyways, I just wanted a dark chocolate milkshake.
I'll have banana.
And I'm good with just root beer. Yes.
Yeah, which you already got. Do you need a refill?
I do need a refill.
I'm sorry, I asked for you.
Thank you.
And you want the bananas with the real fruit in it?
Oh.
Yeah, that would be good.
Ooh, yeah.
Real fruit banana coming at Jonah right now. Oh yeah, we probably should. We should take a second. My name is Lee. This is Jonah.
Thanks.
And this is Jacob. Don't say anything. You can't say anything.
So okay, you can talk now. I think she pegs her boyfriend.
Oh, sheesh. I didn't think
that was legal.
I don't think that's what she... Oh.
It's in Alabama. You can't have sex with wood.
Water. Okay, I cannot spill. So one time I spilled all of the drinks that we had when we were together.
At a Korean restaurant.
Yeah.
Osaka. Remember he spilled the drinks on me?
That is not a Korean restaurant.
No, it's not. But you remember I spilled all of it on me. After I was being really loud, I spilled everything and then we left.
And we left and I didn't tip. And I didn't tip at all.
We did. We literally spilled it all and we're like, okay.
I feel like we can't go back.
Like, no, we can't ever.
No, they probably don't remember.
They remember us distinctly. They remember Leland Edison.
Yeah, that's my name. Leland
they
Edison.
They definitely remember us at Hooters. Remember that, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Guys, we should do an episode at Hooters, but we wear blindfolds all the time.
I mean, the waiter walks over and is like, I'm a Christian.
Okay, if you want us to go to Hooters with blindfolds, you have to leave a comment and go on our Twitter and
please
say such a thing.
Thank you,
ma'am. Sir?
That's not me.
So anyways, I thought that...
I am underage.
Way, true. I thought that a good way that we could start these potties off...
I'm not 21. I can't drink root beer. I'm going wild.
I thought a good way we could start these potties off is just by saying, what's going on?
What's
going on?
Oh, on. For some reason, I thought I said what. Run it back.
Okay, going.
What's
on? Perfect.
Nice.
We have to say that every time now.
Okay, no. Okay. No.
You're sure you hit record?
Hey, going.
Right?
What's on, guys?
Yeah, it's. I can see the red.
Good. Going. What's on? All right, Jonah. Do you have any goings on?
I got some goings on. Hey, guys.
All right, Jacob.
Look at me. Pay attention to me.
I'm going
guys,
on.
Yeah, validate my, going on, validate yeah.
Go
my
ahead
emotions.
And tell me, go ahead and tell me, Jacob.
Validate my emotions.
Go ahead and tell me. Hey, audio listener, I'm looking at my phone. I mean, visually listener. I'm just looking at my phone
right now. I know you're really
right
paying
now.
Attention, so
I'm not paying attention right at all.
Sex with your mom.
I don't
and
know what he's
dad,
saying right now. I literally can't
and
hear
your
him.
Ten
I'm like
sisters.
So not even
all
paying
at
attention.
Once.
Oh, wow, that's a great story, Jacob.
Thank
that's
you.
Really cool. I'm really happy for you.
I'm going on year 21 now.
Hmm?
No.
What?
I'm on year 21.
You're
20.
Oh yeah.
So, sort of, so you're turning 20.
Kind of.
21.
No, this is your 22nd. You're technically 22 when you turn 21 because you were alive for a whole year before you were born. Before you're one, you didn't come out of the womb one. You came out of the womb zero.
Wow.
So,
man.
Yeah. So you're technically
I need to
20.
Drink alcohol.
I need to take.
I got root beer right here.
I gotta tell you this, guys. The more I drink alcohol, the more I think this tastes like and is. Absolute garbage.
Yeah.
It's not worth your time.
It's just rubbing
effort.
Alcohol.
Well, yeah.
Because it's just alcohol.
Yeah,
it's
almost going to
say
it's the
same substance.
I was always hoping it would taste different. Nope. It just tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, it depends on... Yeah.
Who?
Guys, we're all just going to be drinking like fruity drinks.
Who's alcohol and what's he rubbing? No. Who the heck is rubbing alcohol?
Me.
Okay.
I'm rubbing one out for the boys.
Oh, no. All right, well, of being Christian boys, I went this last weekend, which we were recording this on a Monday, but it will be posted the Saturday after. But I went the previous weekend to, hopefully if this doesn't turn out to be, I went to a Christian conference to learn about Jesus.
What did you learn?
Oh, well, let me tell you about it. I learned that Jesus died.
Dude, cool.
But spoiler alert. He respawned. He had another life. I thought for a second that he may have been using hacks.
Yeah.
Turned out he was one of the devs. I've been thinking about that joke for an entire 2 days.
Hey, audio listeners and video listeners.
Hey,
imagine I just got up and left and did not come back.
He did. He
I
left.
Hope everybody appreciates my subtle SpongeBob references.
What did you
I
say?
I said, hey, all you people, you listen to me.
Yes.
That was dumb.
Oh, I get it, though.
You're dumb.
It is dumb.
Yeah.
And you're dumb.
Nice. Cool, I like it.
Jacob, what do you have to say?
I
am looking at my phone, but I'm actually listening this time.
I had speech class tonight.
Ooh, did you learn how to talk yet?
I had a biology lab.
No.
I don't go to college because I'm an idiot.
I
sat next to a girl for about an hour. Who's there?
Wait, what's a girl?
I don't know. I like how you two have girlfriends and I don't.
Yeah.
And you're a hotter than me.
I don't know. Do you think that we're hot?
Do you actually believe that?
No.
Yeah,
do you
no.
think that me and you combined are hotter than him?
Probably.
No, I think we turned into an ugly monster. Yeah. Just a massive eyeballs and flesh.
If we fusion, we'd look pretty cool.
No. And that's not how you fusion. You
my
touch
penis
tips.
And your beard.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Not on this.
Because,
not like.
No,
just
because.
Those
no, like just those hey, things.
Hey. Cut this if you want.
Because they're both uncut.
What? No.
Oh,
yeah, the beard and
your beard.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
They're both
okay.
uncut.
I'm not ashamed. I'm unashamed.
I wasn't sure if you wanted that public or not.
No, I actually
you
told
don't
a friend.
Want those Christians
I told,
to know.
I told somebody else. Yeah, I don't want my Jewish friends to know.
Oh.
If you're a Jew, it was just a joke.
Negila. Sorry, Ben.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro, our number one fan.
Yeah. No.
Anyways, Jacob, what happened with this? What do you call?
What did you? Yeah, what do you call it?
Female.
What was it?
Femme.
I don't know.
What did you do?
I think it's just a fake.
What'd you do?
Man.
Oh,
yeah, like
it's
a,
incomplete.
It's a mongoloid.
Yeah. It's just a man who didn't get finished.
It's a mongoloid dwarf creature.
Oh my gosh.
Who's really cute and I sat next to her. I'm actually tearing up right now for some reason.
He loves her.
I don't know why my
he
eyes
loves
really
her
moist.
And he wants to make out with her.
I mean, not wrong.
But, like,
what
emotionally.
What did she say?
What did you say?
I said, "Sup, bitch."
No, you didn't. He did not.
No.
He didn't.
I saw she would, I saw her.
That's the first step.
Yeah, good. Did she see you?
Yeah. And we talked. We made eye contact, and we started talking
about
across the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Loudly, very loud.
Very
oh, really?
Loudly across the classroom.
I was just making that up.
We were talking,
true, evidently.
And she was like, I did this speech for class that's due tonight. And everyone went, wait, there's a speech due tonight?
Oh, wow.
She was the only person that the teacher told that there was a speech due tonight.
Oh.
So she had a speech ready, and the teacher walked in, and we were all like, hey, teach. Hypothetically, if no one in the class except one person did the speech, are we chill? And she said, oh, I messed up. And we said, yeah, you did.
Hey, that's a good professor, though, if she can admit,
So now it's due next
week. Dude, I actually had a good professor. He had, like, a question that was, like, weirdly worded, and he was like, you know what? That was misleading.
How many hamburgers can you fit in your mouth hole?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I think you told me about that. I had a teacher in high school who literally taught on the wrong chapter.
That's
the entire
really
week on the wrong chapter. Gave us a test on the wrong
chapter, right?
No, I'm sorry. He taught on the right chapter and then forgot which chapter he was on.
Oh.
So picked another one. Picked a random ass chapter.
What?
Random? It's a chapter about ass?
Yeah, it was the reproductive. Wait, that's not right.
Wait.
I don't know, guys. I don't know how this works. Can anybody tell me?
Man gets pregnant, ass baby.
Right.
Okay, so.
Well, so then I got. I still got.
That's related.
I was the only one.
After you.
I was the only one who got
no,
a grade because I was so bored in that class. I loved the topic, which was anatomy, so it made sense.
Poggers?
Ass chapter. But I was so bored that I literally just would read the textbook during his entire all of his lectures because he was only talking about his cousin with AIDS and his divorced wife.
Oh, I have one of those.
That's it.
Guess which one?
One of them. I'm going to guess both.
About ass.
They're the same person.
So.
Oh, yeah, dude, tell us.
I don't remember their names. There are these two, like, famous gay dudes that are, like, married.
Oh,
and
Gay Jones and Gay Barbara.
So, actually, Celia was
Barbara.
Telling me about them.
Tell me about it.
Who's Celia?
She's my girlfriend.
Ew.
She said...
Man, if I ever had a girlfriend...
I don't remember what she said.
I'd kill you.
She said... I think she just, like, saw it somewhere, and she was like, yeah, apparently
where
they're, like, having a baby.
Guys?
And I was just like,
oh, I've
like,
heard about that.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
who
because
and how?
Isn't one of them a trans
woman? Both are having halves.
Isn't one of them a trans woman?
It didn't look like it.
Well, it doesn't always.
It's hard
always.
To tell sometimes.
I know it doesn't always, but...
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Oh, no, I saw an article where they put a womb inside a man.
Well, and definitely neither of them actually
that's
look...
That'd be cool.
Definitely neither of them actually look pregnant, so...
So it's
probably
adopted.
Surrogate or adopted.
I think we got some shaky shakes. Like, we got some shaky shakes.
Dude, I hope she comes over and shakes them.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
That's what they're called.
Hello. Dark chocolate? Booyah.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you.
This guy's a loser. He can't afford shakes.
I can't. We made one person laugh today.
Well,
that's more than...
That was definitely like a pity laugh.
Yeah, it was. She hates us. You just reach for my headphone. Take it out of my ear. So anyways, about Goro. All
right, then I have a question.
We spent an hour like sitting next to each other and like making small talk while the teacher was teaching. Because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Society.
Society.
And afterwards, we spent a half hour talking. Like, after everyone left, like, we just stood there and we're talking about, like, horror movies.
Horror
and, like,
movies.
Humor and
what
stuff.
What kind of movie?
Horror or movies. Make a choice.
She said both, so we did.
Yep.
Anyways.
So we're talking, and, like, I have a... Like, I hate most modern horror, just because
it's
just, like, it isn't horror.
Psychological horror for the win.
Yeah, I couldn't think of that word while I was talking to her, because
I
was dumb. It's, like, modern horror is, like, they would rather startle you than actually scare you. And there's such a big difference between being startled and being scared. And she when I said that, she went, oh, yes, finally. And I was, like, poggers? Pog champ? I said that out loud. I said,
y'all
poggers?
Mac?
W and chat.
Y'all Mac?
Yeah, we did Mac.
By the way, for everybody, for our
idiots,
for our smell listeners, macking is a term that I heard somewhere, but I didn't know what it meant, so I just kept using it, and it's just become defined as just a successful occurrence
with a
romantic desire.
Endeavor.
Yeah, that's the official definition.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Wikipedia. but yeah, we macked. We kept talking about that. And then I introduced her to Jojo Rabbit.
Good.
Which she hadn't even heard of. And I was
weird.
Like, what? And so I told her, you need to go see this. And she was like, I'm going this weekend. And my plan was like, ask if I could go too.
Yeah.
It's not playing anymore.
Oops.
So
you need to say, hey, girl, it's not playing anymore. You want to come to my house and watch it, stream
it
on Hulu?
That's what I was thinking. Like, hey.
No, it's streaming, though.
In a few weeks, it will be. It
isn't, I heard it was now. Okay.
I told you it was. Because it's on Amazon. It has a listing on Amazon.
Oh.
And I thought, like, oh, you can buy it. But no, you have to wait a few weeks. But we could watch it totally legally. And we're going to probably do that. I don't know. Is it weird to be like, hey, girl, I don't know you. You want to come over to my house?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, 100%. I thought so.
Especially when it's like, my parents will be there.
Yeah.
Because it's
and
not my
house. And my grandma
house.
Will be there and will talk to you all the time.
Yeah.
And say, hi, I'm grandma.
Hi, I'm grandma.
My grandma's going to want to watch Star Trek with you.
Legitimately?
Like,
legitimately,
Jacob's grandma loves Star Trek.
She is crazy
into Star
Trek.
Dude, I
want to
watch
Star
Trek with your grandma.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't.
Star Trek and chill.
No.
My grandma.
No. Why would you say that out loud with your mouth into my ears?
Would you rather me say it out loud
no,
with
no.
my ears
Stop.
Into your mouth?
Yeah. So, I had one. Wait.
Oh,
oh yeah,
I,
wait, guys.
I got
guys,
her
guys,
number.
Wait.
Her name
oh,
is
okay.
Madison.
Yeah, good,
she's
good.
Cool. Hey, Madison, if you're listening to this,
oh.
Can I eat your mustache?
Good save.
Thank
He's
you.
Getting into something so much worse, but there's a
yes.
lady behind him.
Yes, there is.
Okay,
so
wait, guys.
I'm
guys,
not
guys,
gonna.
Guys, put
not
the
gonna
mics down
that.
For a second. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna say. There's a funny bit where I'm gonna say, "What are you wearing?" And then we're all gonna look at the camera and point our microphones at it and wait with a straight face. Okay.
So guys,
okay.
I had this funny idea for like a little bit we could do.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe sometimes we could ask the viewers questions and then hear what they have to say. So
nice.
I was just going to
We don't
like,
have any of those.
Yeah. I was just going to say like, hey, viewer and or listener, what are you wearing right now? Hey, that's pretty cool.
Dude, that's nice.
Oh, that's hot. All right.
Dude, that's great.
Wow. I hope you aren't.
How much did that cost?
Wow.
Wow, okay, you're pretty ripped. I mean, you're
pretty ripped.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
that's either a large sum of money or not much money at all.
I didn't mean to say rich. I was just observing that you have good ab.
I just choked on mucus.
All right, then the other thing is, Jacob, did you listen to did you listen to the Gus and Eddie podcast for today?
I listened to the first 2 to 30 seconds of it.
Okay, well, I'm going to spoil a little something on you. They do their preguntas. Which, by the way, Gus and Eddie, they gave us the idea of
it's
boys.
It's their packages.
And we're
like, they open their
no,
packages. It's called preguntas.
No, preguntas are the arguments.
Oh, preguntas are arguments.
I don't know. I guess it's Spanish. I don't know.
No, that's probably Italian.
No, yeah, you're probably right, actually, because Eddie is Italian.
Pregunta. Hey, pregunta.
Hey, Siri.
Hey, pregunta you.
Translate pregunta into English from whatever language it came from.
And she just says no.
I can't translate into English yet.
That's shocking.
Wow,
you're
idiot.
Speaking English.
Retard.
Okay, then. Whatever.
Wait, are we allowed to say retard?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, retard.
All right. Only to me, because I
you
technically
are.
Have a mental illness or two. So I am allowed to.
That's a good-ass milkshake.
It's good, because it's like a chocolate milkshake, but not as sweet.
That's
it's
a good-ass milkshake.
It's brown.
It's an ass milkshake. Mm-hmm. It's poop. Mm-hmm. It's literally poop. She just pooped
it's
in class.
Spanish. It means question.
Okay.
But they usually pick arguments.
Yeah.
So they had two that I thought I would like to see what you guys said.
Okay. After that, I have one.
Okay.
Cool. So we'll make it three.
All right.
A question or an argument?
Both.
Yeah. So it's a question. I'm turning it into a question. It was originally an argument.
Okay. Nice.
So they were talking about whether or not, I guess the question is cake bread?
Nice. Is cake? No. Because
no.
Bread is a standalone thing. It's made of bread.
No.
Cake is made of bread,
it's not,
I think.
Though. They're very different.
Oh, no, because bread is made of, like, yeast. You let it rise. You don't let cake
bread is made of yeast.
Though. That's not always true.
True.
Because, like, what about, like...
I'm dumb.
Bread has no eggs, and cake does.
True.
Is that the
true.
Major difference?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were talking about it, and they were like, no, it's not. Because they're different things, and bread is an ingredient, but you can't say it. But I'm like, but it is mostly bread, but I'm apparently
wrong.
It's
not bread,
it's cake.
Cake.
So
it's
I actually,
thing entirely.
This is great, because they like, had a view, I disagreed, then you guys just know better, Jonah.
Yeah,
mostly.
You're just a retard.
Yeah.
Usually breads do have
you probably should actually, like, try not.
Yeah,
because you're going to get doxxed.
Okay.
They usually have
hey guys, I live at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Here, I'll finish for you. Street.
I was going to say 69.
No.
I was going to go up to 69.
Oh, I forgot. I did have another thing. I'll say it afterwards. Kay. So then the other one that they had was they were talking about whether it's ever okay to talk in the bathroom to each other.
If you know the person intimately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, I would talk to you in the bathroom.
Right. I would.
I wouldn't talk to you in the bathroom.
If you know the person really well, sure.
So here's
a random,
like,
person.
By the sink.
Hell no.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
A big deal.
By the sink is fine.
Yeah.
If you're both at urinals, then you're allowed one awkward joke. And the joke is that it's awkward and you don't look at them. That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, here's actually, that makes sense.
Okay.
If you're in stalls,
guys,
then the
guys,
only
guys,
conversation...
Shut up.
Okay.
The only thing you can say is, hey, pass the paper.
Okay.
Got a booth?
Imagine we're standing at three different urinals right now. Okay. And I just say, I say, hey guys, anyone else hitting the bottom of the urinal?
Nah, bro, I'm in the top.
Oh, it sure is cold in here.
Man, I had to do some digging to find this.
You're like, anybody else standing 3 to 10 feet away from the urinal so as not to hit the back?
I was watching a video. I don't know what it was. But they're talking to this guy, and he said, there's this kid at his school. And he walked into the bathroom, like, it was like this private school or something.
Yeah.
It was like a boarding school,
yeah.
I think.
Cool.
And there was this kid that always stood, like, 5 to 6 feet back, like, away from the urinal and, like, arched it up and in. And One day he walked in on that action and he said, "What the hell are you doing?" And the kid turned to him and said, "What?" And peed all over him.
Oh my gosh.
And that's a power move. That's like a
power move.
It's like a, "What did you say to me?"
Yeah.
And yeah. He peed all over him.
I did once pee on James, my brother, whenever we were like walking in the woods and stuff. We used to just explore different areas around our hometown.
Brokeback Mountain style.
Yep. But
but without the gay sex.
John, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that is. Help me.
It's a gay movie.
No.
Where they hike woods and have sex.
No, okay, we weren't in the woods. Fine. No, we were both in different. We were different boys. Two different people than we actually are. Anyways, I was going pee, and he would like to like get up real close behind me to make me uncomfortable and like say stuff to me. And one time I was just
hey,
like,
"Hey, nice dick."
Well, we have like, I know there's a lot of people who are comfortable seeing each other's general genitalia. I'm not at all.
Although
it's not
you
cool.
See mine?
Yeah, I can see it from here.
Oh yeah.
I'm not. It's not cool with me. If you look, you're gonna get shook. I know you wouldn't. You've talked about that, and it's weird to me.
Can I see?
Lear doesn't care.
Can I see? Whip it out,
you
baby.
You could probably get him to go into the bathroom and show you if you want.
Hey, Jonah, want to go in the bathroom and show me your dick?
No, not here.
Okay. The air is not sanitary enough.
We'll wait till we get home.
So anyways, he just like got, one time he was so close and I was just so pissed. Then I just turned around and I peed on him a little bit.
That's
on his
really
leg.
Funny.
I'm just really mad and I was like, and he never did it again.
Have you seen Kason's pee?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
You're
good.
Have you seen Kason's penis?
That's mine.
No, that's
because oh, you're right. Did I just literally take
it? You've been stealing my water.
I didn't even.
It costs so much too.
Funny.
My heart and my soul.
We have a friend named Gason. That's the only thing I will call him.
Yep.
He peed on your floor once. Did you see a little peek?
No, I couldn't find it.
On,
but I did spray a ton.
And then the next morning, he mooned me.
True.
Like legitimately, yeah.
True. Poggers? Pog champ. Was it a nice cheeky moon?
Oh yeah.
Was it brightly white with no hair? What was his ass bald?
No.
Oh, he had a hairy ass.
Yeah. I think most men do.
Well, there are some that have like no hair on their
ass. Oh, you know what? Jonathan probably doesn't have any. He has bare armpits. Like they're
So he probably has like, oh, I wonder if he has
like two chest hairs.
I wonder if he has.
Don't worry about it.
I'm wearing.
Text him. How dare you?
I can't. We're recording.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. I have a question. I have a question for you. Okay.
Oh,
hypothetically. Okay. Hypothetically. Okay. I have a scenario. I want each of you to say what you would do in the scenario. Okay.
As soon as you're done saying it, I'm immediately just gonna say what's in my brain.
Okay. You own a food truck. Okay. You.
You want me to dollop?
No,
you
saying,
do a dollop a daisy.
Oh, yeah. The fact that I am slow.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The fact that you're making it melt.
Yeah, I like it like that, though.
I like it like
a drink, but it used to not be a drink.
Okay, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin. Okay, imagine you are the owner and operator of a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you pull up to this spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great spot. There's
really
crowd.
Good.
But then this other food truck pulls up behind you.
Yeah.
And they open shop and they steal all your people. There is a right answer to this. Okay, there's one right answer. What do you do to deter the crowd from going to the
kill
other
him.
Food truck? Close.
Kill the entire crowd.
Oh, less close.
You poop in your hand and throw it at the other truck.
Close.
Oh.
Is this what am I supposed to say? What happened in the psych episode?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that is a psych episode. No. What you do is slam it into reverse and kill the other driver. They can't make food if they're dead.
True. Probably. I don't know.
Just slam
the
into reverse.
The driver's not the one making the food.
Well, he might be. It might be a one-man project.
I said it's the driver and operator.
Oh, okay, he did say.
So
that.
Yeah.
Okay,
so operator. Okay. So there's one person.
He's not driving while he's operating. No, he's not in the.
But okay, but if you slam into reverse and you bump,
okay,
even if you
okay,
bump
then
the truck,
he's, not
he's
in
holding
the
a knife.
He's in
and
the
it happens to go.
He is holding a knife.
It happens to go through all 18 of his orifices at once.
Right. Yeah.
All 18. Hold on, Jonah. Close your eyes.
Count with me.
Close your eyes. How many major orifices
or minor
are attached to your body? Minor, that would include like every pore. Oh.
Yeah, how many?
Oh. Well, I'm going major.
Yeah, yeah, go major. Major.
Seven?
Okay, hold. Okay.
Okay, first I need to ask. Jonah, do eye sockets count as orifices?
No, it's orifices. It's filled yes. Orifice.
Orifices are
like open
holes.
Open holes. Count. Make sure I'm.
Yeah.
Seven. All right, perfect. Just have God intended.
But we're God.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah, women have like eight, I think. I think it's eight.
I think there's two in one, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're right.
It's like
because women we know a lot about
women. I learned that recently.
Jonah learned that more recently than he should have.
I was very curious about how they performed actions. And so I
with their muscles and bones.
No, like how they.
I know.
So I looked it up when I was like eight. And
oh, good.
I've known since then.
Eight, pretty good.
And I was like, cool. Poggers, Pogchamp. Poggers.
All
right,
guys.
W's in chat.
For me, it was
W's
like anatomy class. I kind of. Oh, there was actually a kid, like a kid.
I saw that. He just drooled so much.
In third grade,
talking about pee, and he just starts drooling.
In third grade, there was a kid who like. Mm-hmm. Told me a lot of words.
Say these words without vowels and consonants. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That's a funny joke.
So that's a funny joke.
I'll just say it with the accents.
Nice. Hey Jonah, what is your intonation? Are you an advocate for the War of 1912?
What? I don't remember the War of 1912.
Wait, you weren't alive?
No. You weren't around in the 12.
Idiot. I remember the War of 1812. I don't.
There was not a War of 1912.
Yeah,
I just realized that I mixed up the dates.
Because I was like, it's the War of 1812, not
1912. I was thinking of 1917, which has been World War One.
That's so funny.
I was thinking the movie 1917.
If you want to know where, if you want to see this joke again, go to Jacob's Twitter at @ I'm your dad.
No, idiot. It's at I'm your dad alt is where that one's going to be.
Oh, okay. I don't care. And, no, really, actually,
and that one I like more than my other one.
Anyway, so I had this thought. That we could call ourselves.
Where is she?
At home.
Hey guys, I gotta go.
Jesus, at your mom. Oh wait, no.
your mom.
Get out of there.
Hey mom. Hey mom. Hey mom. Hey mom. Oh no, mom.
No, I thought we could call ourselves the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I figured out who's who. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Jonah's the good.
No.
That's what I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the these and ands, and you're bad and ugly. So, once again, for those taste listeners, Jonah's good. I'm the and. Jacob's bad and ugly. Can I get an amen from the people in the back?
Amen. Imagine if the woman behind us just says amen.
I want that so
cough
bad.
Cough on me, Jonah. Why cough into my open orifice.
No.
Okay.
I ran out of
guys. Oh, okay. We're still
fine.
Yeah, that's still fine. Guys, I gotta go.
Oh, Jacob, gotta go. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Because my preguntas are wanting me home.
Well, it's like 10
Your
minutes.
Question?
It's like, yeah. Okay. So I could, like.
I mean, that's 2 minutes.
I have to leave now.
Alright, well.
Walk to my car.
Jacob does have to go. What?
Walk to my car. It takes like 10 minutes at least.
True.
Because video listeners, I parked over there.
Video listeners.
I'm right there. Hey, video listeners, I'm right there.
That's him. What? Jacob, I can see you watching this later.
I'm watching this.
Looks so dumb.
Idiot.
But you're not listening to it. I only watched the video. And there's no audio in the video.
Nope.
If you're hearing audio, it's because you're listening to the podcast at the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe we should like do a bundle. Like watch one, humble. Listen to the other one.
But I think the bundle should be pretty humble.
Yeah. No, it should be an arrogant. bundle.
We should start a website called arrogantbundle.com.
Arrogant bundle.
Arrogant cluster.
Where you have to pay more money than the games are worth to get the same game.
You pay like $200 and you get like
and then,
$2.
And then we, the company owners, pocket the money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we don't give you the game.
It has, and it has nothing to, it's, there's no charities involved.
No. The only charity is us. We
honestly,
are charity.
That's such a good idea.
We should turn that into something. I'm turning that into a video. Dibs. Fuck.
Do it.
Dude, it's
no,
like,
do it. Turn into a business.
I'm turning into a video.
It'll become a flex you have thing like, for people where they buy, they spend like $300 and they get
like
two $11 games.
It's like a slot coin. Like you pay a bunch of diamonds and you get just a little coin back that's worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, fellow S&P Live stands? Ugh. Hate that. Sorry.
All right, bro.
I'm out. I'm gonna unplug your microphone instead of mine and just leave.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
I hope it's not loud.
Pee pee.
Nah. Whoa.
Why can't we hear everything now?
What happened? No, this mic is like much louder now.
Oh, you're
my
right.
Mic. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Wait. There we go.
Yeah, I know why too. It's because
also at this point,
is the balancing like different with more mics?
Oh, that's right. Jacob has to take his phone, so video listeners are gonna have to video watch. Video listeners. There's no audio. Video watchers.
Yeah, video watchers.
We will.
Eye listeners.
Eye listeners will not have any eyes anymore.
Nope. Not eyes on us at least.
Right. So enjoy this picture that I made. Enjoy this, Jacob. I'll just leave Jacob like this for the rest of it. Just loop that. Oh, Jacob, will you film yourself? Jacob, this is so good. Don't turn off your camera. Walk to your car, drive home, and then you can turn. You can say goodbye, and that'll be the end. When you get home, yeah.
I'll do it to my car. I'll get in the car. I'll say bye.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. Hey, say goodbye to all of our... Alright, see you, dude. Hey,
see ya.
Say it back. Thanks, guys. Oh, I forgot you're leaving it on.
Are these your earbuds?
No. Those, oh, cool. Those are... I need those.
Oh, yeah, he does need his, so we'll split those.
I don't need this, though, so you can... I mean, we only have one left. True. I'll just take it.
Oh.
Do you want to put his earbud in my ear? We can
your
hear now.
Your ear is warm.
My ear is warm?
Yeah.
No,
thanks.
My ear is warm. Oh, no,
no, because he touched my ear.
Such an idiot.
Alright, sorry for that short delay as we were situating.
Hope you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, this will be awful now. You won't miss anything good.
Turn off the video, but I turn it back
on. Okay, that's fine. I'll have to do a little bit of editing. This is really loud through these.
Yeah.
Alright, finally. Ooh. Finally, Jacob's gone. He looked at me. He knew what I said it. Ew. Is this Dance Monkey?
I have no idea.
It's not Dance Monkey.
Bro, YouTube has been suggesting me a bunch of TikTok compilations, and most of them are trash garbage.
Yeah, dude. I've been, like, really disappointed because it used to be really funny. By the way,
I've seen a couple funny TikToks,
yeah,
but not really a lot.
You know about Byte, right?
I heard you talking about it a little bit.
Yeah, I got early access.
Yeah.
And it's out now. So I made, like, 11 of them today.
Oh, nice.
And they all got, like, 10 to 15 likes.
How many people are on it?
I don't know exactly, but the... like since it just officially released,
yeah,
and I got this cool logo for being early access.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
That's
it's golden.
Cool. Huh. I didn't know they could do that.
I didn't know either. You get a bunch of choices for. Oops, not edit profile. That's my profile. That would be.
Oh yeah, it's Dr.
Phil.
Phil.
yeah, you can go to change app icon, and there's a bunch of options.
Oh, what?
And I like fight.
Dude, that's
fine,
cool.
But I got gold beta.
Is this the one that
the guy who
was
made
working?
Fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering. Yeah.
But There's not like any good content at all yet.
Yeah. Is it all just, is it Vine reposts?
No.
Oh, really?
I will say, let's look at comedy. Maybe we'll find some good stuff here.
Okay, I'm glad people are actually making unique content, at least.
Yes,
because
same.
Remember when V2, the like fake app, came out?
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of just...
Okay, nothing's working. But
what if Cool Ranch Doritos said Ram Ranch?
And that's actually like super bassy.
I now pronounce you... You.
Just
people who don't like anime, weeb. Nah, it's just not my thing. People who do, Demon Slayer. Hey, do you guys have any pistachio ice cream? Only shells though. Yeah, I want pistachio ice cream with only shells. Hey, do you guys have any Hey man, please don't kill me. But I had your last sex, and I don't think they restocked for another.
They don't restock the sex till next month.
Is
I had the last one.
I don't know. Is there any like benefit to using Byte over like TikTok? Other than I guess they're not like a Chinese company stealing
right,
all your data.
Right. There's that. There's the fact that I think it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be set up a lot better for creators and like being monetized and stuff. And
oh, that's cool.
I think also the fact that it's just new and there's not that many people.
I kind of hope
it just came
dies.
Out. Yeah, me too. Since it just came out, they had like a post for the day from the official Byte page.
Is it like
and it had
fully
48,
released
it had
or
48,
is it just a beta?
Likes. So I'm thinking it's around like 150,000 probably total users.
Yeah.
Ish. Probably more than that actually. But what do you say?
Is it officially released or just like
the it's on like the App Store now.
Oh, cool.
But I had early access so I got cool thing.
Did you use it in early access?
I did one.
Nice.
And I like browsed a lot.
Yeah.
Which there wasn't the, so I realized I didn't have anybody I was following. So like the main page was really, really bland.
Yeah.
Because it didn't know what I wanted. So it just was like, here's a lady on a motorcycle.
I saw that earlier tonight.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a guy driving a lady with on a motorcycle.
On
they
bike?
They were both on a motorcycle.
On bike?
No, just.
Oh,
just
oh you
actually,
just saw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't have to
in
go on Byte
life.
To see that. I just
in
see
life.
It in real life.
I thought you meant, like, you saw the same video.
No.
I was like, how in the world? How would you even... No, but that's the other thing is I actually think the fact it's shorter.
Oh, who texted me?
It's just like Vine, where you have 7 seconds or 6 seconds or whatever, and then it's
so there's none of those, like, long-form TikTok content.
Like, TikTok is 15 seconds or 1 minute.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, really?
This one's, like, 6 seconds. That's it.
Oh, that's good. That's actually better.
I think it's a lot better. Because the abruptness of the speed of the jokes, I think, was part of what made Vine so special.
Mm-hmm.
It almost had that perfectly cut screams, like, humor every time.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't predictable like screams can be. I thought that we could just take, let's see, we've got about 17-ish minutes before we want to aim for like an hour for each of these. I was thinking we could just talk about a little bit of where the whole idea for the pod came from.
I don't know. We just wanted to make a pod, right? And then we just did.
We just did it. So, specifically, we had gone to church. And then, sorry, loud warning.
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, sorry, video.
No. Just audio listeners.
Yeah. Because they can't hear it. So, we went to Arby's after church. And and we were, like, talking about Sonic. We were like, hey, let's make a podcast.
Yeah, let's make a podcast and talk about Sonic.
But when we only
not like the restaurant and not like the sound, but like
just like
the hedgehog,
the dude. And so we said we were gonna do it, and now and then we were like, okay, well, let's do it then. And then we were like, we're eating, so let's only do it while we're eating, which is why it was. And I literally was just like, it'll be dinner date with the boys, and we're like, okay, and then we just stuck with it. And we then purchased equipment that does not look good on my savings account. Yee. But that's what a tax return is for.
Dude, I'm getting a tax return this year, and I've never gotten one.
How much do you think you'll get, Dad?
My mom said I'd probably get like $500 to $200.
I don't know, because you didn't work that much the whole year.
I did. Like, I worked...
I mean, you worked...
I worked 2 days a week all summer, basically.
Yeah,
and
but
then
that's
I worked
not
a couple days.
I guess you probably will.
I worked
around
like
there.
2 days a week, a little bit into August.
Yeah, but like.
And then.
As compared to.
I made over 500, so I probably got like 200.
Yeah, maybe. I'm thinking like probably two to four, because yeah. I get around 4 to 6.
Well, and.
And I, but I worked every day, 5 days a week, well, 30 hours.
My dad was
stuff.
Saying too, I'm but probably going to get all of what I put in essentially, because,
right.
Yeah.
Because you're a dependent yeah. and such. Such and
yes.
so forth, and a full-time student. So yeah, you'll get
you'll get a lot.
A higher percentage of what you earned, but you definitely earned less. So
yeah.
I don't know.
That's going towards my Guatemala fund.
Mm-hmm. He's going to Guatemala.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna learn Espanol.
What's that?
Spanish.
What's that? Oh, you don't know. You're gonna learn about it.
Yeah.
You'll tell me when you learn.
I'll let you know.
Thanks.
So I did actually find out that.
Ooh.
ice cream is helado in Spanish.
That's some helado.
It's like gelato. Helado.
Oh.
It's like the same origin.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this podcast will be out the 1st of February?
Is that right? Whoa. Bleh.
Bing bong. Checking my calendar on. Yeah, 1st.
That's crazy.
Steps. And then the one after that will...
Bro, you got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, all of this is just Sarai's schedule because I... She got annoyed with telling me what she was doing every day. So
you know what? I should do that with you.
It's actually very convenient. It was actually like 20 minutes of like putting stuff in. But I only put in 1 week and tell it to repeat stuff.
Right.
But then the one after that will be... So the first will be when this one released. We recorded this on the 27th of
January.
And then, perfect, it's bi-weekly, because then the next one will be on the 15th.
Yeah.
Because we'll have watched Sonic and recorded maybe on the 14th, probably on the 15th, because Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be doing anything.
I'll be with Celia on Valentine's Day.
Right, so I think
know.
It's Saturday, probably. Yeah. But it might be a little bit late. We want to post this one early on Saturdays, but it might be a little late, because we got to record it the same day. we probably won't be able to go see it. Well, we can see it maybe, like, earlier.
Maybe.
I'll get paid by that day, so it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
And we're going to review the Sonic movie. So if you care at all, why?
Did they give us one receipt? They did.
Oh, but the seats are separate. Oh, no, remember, we go up to the counter and tell them which
seats. Oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's weird they have a total.
There's a total for both, though,
Jacob
too.
Didn't pay for his
if you
stuff.
Look, it taxes
Jacob
up.
Jacob didn't pay for his root beer.
You're right.
All right. You're going to have to fight him.
Wait.
Hard.
Where's seat one? No, he did.
Seat one.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Yep. Doesn't have a black line. This one. Here, listen. This is a black line. So. But listen. Jacob's, it doesn't have it. Yeah. You can tell.
Yeah.
For sure. What else did I have written? Did I have anything else written?
That Who's gonna pay for it?
You wanna just pay for everything this time?
That's
Jacob owes me money anyway, so I can just tell him to give me more.
Yeah.
That's fine. Dude, the good, the bad, and the ugly thing had me laughing really hard in my car when I said it to myself.
It's pretty good.
Oh yeah, I also thought it'd be fun to talk about other stuff we've done, which is like the YouTube channel that we had.
Oh yeah.
That we had. I edited. Did. And Jacob had done some of the SEO stuff.
I mean, it's all still up there.
It is all still up there. Yeah.
Anybody wants
to
see it?
Fruit with two O's.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
We don't really do anything. Probably won't do anything else.
Yeah, probably not. I think I would, but I think Jesse is sort of all or nothing.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because that's how I was.
Yeah.
Did at first.
And then you weren't. And
then,
then
I was like, well, I was.
Now he
I
is.
Was all, and then I was nothing.
Right.
And now he's not all or nothing, but he's something or nothing.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, it's like, yeah. And it's like, it's almost like.
Which Jesse was sort of just one of the three core members and idea generators and hosts. And
yeah.
Whatever. It was like a gaming.
Yeah, we played games for a living. No, we didn't actually live on it.
That's why it's been so slow, dude. I've been trying to use a spoon this whole time.
idiot.
Oh, yeah, you're
and
not,
I don't like using spoons.
You're not sipping.
I gotta suck.
You gotta...
And I think that was a really good thing that
can
we
have
did.
A little super shop.
Having the channel was, I think, just like right up in my face.
Piece of chocolate.
But I'm not moving though, so what the
heck? Go away.
Blow. Mm. Oh, you got mm-hmm. it. Yeah, dude, it's like a really good chocolate milkshake, but not quite as sweet.
There's a lot too much chocolate chips in it.
Yeah, they're all at the bottom is the thing about it that you're noticing. Mm. Dude, you can just leave it in there. It's fine. It doesn't matter. You don't have anything. Oh, he's doing that trick. Yeah, I think that the YouTube cutes trying to milkshake. The YouTube channel was a really good thing for me creatively to learn sort of how I work, what I enjoy, what I don't enjoy. It was a lot of fun, and I wish that I could. I really wish you're really quiet right now. Oh, my bad. Yeah, it was a really good experience, but it was just more work that didn't seem. It showed a lot of potential at first, but I don't think it continued to show.
Yeah, we kind of had, like, a lot at first. Like, it was really quickly growing, mm-hmm. and then it just, like, plateaued.
Yeah, exactly. We went from, like, 0 to 100 and...
50, I think.
We went to, like, 0 to 200 within, like...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Within 8 months. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, wow, and then
Which,
we never even got
There's
to
probably a
think.
Bunch of, like, Did up and... Think? Up and... Sort of yeah. like going up and then plateauing and going
right.
up and
it's
then
sort
plateauing.
Of expected, but it yeah. came to be a thing where it was it was so much edit because it was very edit heavy, which was, again, a ton of fun, but it just ended up not really being... Why is it... Okay. Ended up just being a ton of work that I couldn't really... I couldn't justify... Yeah, 240 subscribers. Wow. In the last month, we still had 2,000 watch minutes. That's 800 views. That's very, very interesting. It's less, but not much less. So we were doing pretty good. Nothing of those really caught my interest. So that's the funny thing. Our one video that still gets a lot of views and comments is 5 mobile games that are actually good. But mostly it's just people saying that emulators are not illegal. But that's fine. I don't think I said that. I made a joke. Like, I definitely don't use ROMs and emulators because that would be illegal. But I actually did. People took it very seriously, which is weird. It's the internet. But I sort of shut down the channel because I didn't think it was worth the time I was putting in. Some total. I just felt it can be from other things, but then I became creatively. It's like I had a surplus of creative desires.
Yeah.
And the market.
That sounds kind of hot.
Yeah. Sorry.
Creative desires.
Creative desires. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, right.
I have a lot of creative desires.
Yeah, you're right. That doesn't sound too good. So the market ended up... can't finish that metaphor. It doesn't make sense to me. And it sounded dirty. But then I was kind of... The podcast was something that I latched on to. The idea of it, which this is... I call this episode 0.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did one, and it didn't really work.
It didn't work at all. We got some new equipment. The other one, so did I tell you what it... So it turns out that there was 3 modes.
Mm-hmm.
There was whatever the first one is, mono or something, 4-channel, and then MTR, which I think is maybe master. Mm. It turns out 4-channel means 2 stereo.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, so we had one person only in the left ear, a blank right ear, and then one person in the left and one person in the right, and it was awful.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. I listened back, and I was like listening through each individual file, and I was like, what is going on? And then I found out that MTR is each individual mono track. And this one just has, okay. The one that we're using now, the Zoom H6, just has... 4 mic inputs and then attachment that you can have 2 more. But 4 is probably plenty.
But yeah, that was chaotic and bad.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember that time that we were here at this very restaurant and left and didn't pay?
I do remember that.
I was telling that story last night, or night before last night. And
to whom?
Maybe it was last night. On the way back from the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, I did once steal from Steak and Shake on accident.
Oh, yeah,
and I told that story, how we went here, and, you know, most restaurants, you either pay up front and they bring you the food, or they bring you the food and they leave a check with you to put your card in and they take it. Steak and Shake, at least this, I assume they're all like this. You go to the table, you order your food, they give you a receipt-looking thing, and you bring that up to the counter, and you tell them, hey, this is what I got.
There are a few places that do it like that, but it's not very usual.
It's not common.
Yeah.
And so we didn't realize, and we just left with the receipt.
Yeah, well, and we were both actually, like, super tired at the time, so we just weren't really thinking about it that much.
Move. A little bit of a dumb move. And
But we called him.
Yeah, we called him the next day. Well, I texted you. I think I texted you, saying, did you pay for your food?
And I was like, nope.
I over texted, just like you were like, no. I was like, you should have. Me neither. And then I called them. The lady was kind of angry, but she said she appreciated our honesty.
Yeah. It was cool.
More stupidity than anything, but thanks.
They don't really remember us, I don't think so. I'm not worried about it.
What time is it? Okay, they close in like 20 minutes, 17 minutes. There was one time James was with me during this occasion.
Mm-hmm.
We had like this mission that we had made up for ourselves, and James had written out all these plans and walked Joe and I through all these steps, and we had to use a BB gun to snipe fake enemies, and he made like a zip line looking piece of trash kind of thing in the woods, and then finally we ended up finding this smoke grenade, which was like a legit military grade smoke grenade.
Oh wow!
And the whole thing was we had to breach this area or whatever, which was under the house, like a little door that we had under the house. Mm-hmm. So the way it worked is we had
I think you told me about this. I remember this.
We had
now.
The little M80s, the little explosives that we attached to the door, and we lit them and we went and hid and it exploded. So then we breached the door and then we had chucked the smoke bomb inside, and that was mission accomplished. It wasn't. We had to then sneak through the smoke and grab something that James hit me. We came back out and we were like, we did it, we completed the mission. And then Mom comes out and is just screaming at us, like, what are you doing? You catched the house on fire. She thought the house was on fire. And we went inside and the entire house was just completely filled with smoke.
Yeah.
Almost not able to see it.
Because your crawl space.
It was just a crawl space that had tons of gaps in the floorboards, and it all just seeped in through the floors.
In.
Yeah. So it was just the entire house was smoked out, and they thought it was on fire. And we were like, nah, Mom, we just did the mission. We would have been in a lot of trouble, except for I think that Mom was just really relieved that it wasn't a fire.
Yeah. I remember you telling me about it. You were like, bro, we lit a smoke bomb. And there was smoke everywhere. It filled the house.
That was probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
I was thinking about, I saw something from 2017 the other day. And I was like, oh yeah, that was a long time ago. 3 years ago. 3 years ago. No, what it was is I was thinking of when I was 17. That's what it was.
Oh,
and I was
that's
5 years ago. I thought I was just now 17 a minute ago. It was really weird. I'm finally having those moments. I think a lot of people get those moments sooner where they're like, oh, I'm aging.
I realized it where I was like, I've lived through 2 decades.
Mm.
It was
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Oh, I guess I've lived through 3. Lived, not through.
What?
I've lived in 3.
Oh, lived in. Yeah.
Wait.
I've lived in 3,
Have
too.
I lived in 4? Cause,
how's that?
Because the 90s, I was alive for a minute.
Wait, yeah, I've lived through 4
as nice,
well.
Nice, dude. 4 decky boys.
It's 90s and then 2000s, 2010s, and now we're in the 2020s.
Wow, dude, we've lived in 4 decks.
Whoa.
Speaking of decks, you want to play Runeterra when we get home?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Dude, my Fiora deck is really good now.
I need to get more
I got
cards.
A Fiora win.
Part of me is like, I don't want to play. I don't have enough cards. But then I'm like, wait, but that's...
You have
need,
to.
Yeah, I need to.
I've just been playing like 4 or 5 games every day just to get the quests and some extra XP in.
Yeah.
I have my vault. The vault opens tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow morning.
The vault?
Yeah, yeah. You know the weekly vault?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know how it worked, but I unlocked the vault.
So it you level it up, and then every week it unlocks, you get rewards based on how much you level it up. So mine's on level, 13, I think. And
mine might be,
I don't know if there's, a max level to it, but I think I might be, one away from max level. So I might just, max it out tonight.
That'd be pretty sick. Nice. Well, I'm not sure. Oh, I was gonna, the only other thing, and then we'll wrap this mother sucker up.
Yeah.
Is kind of just what we wanted to do with this little potty pod, which to me, it's mostly just to have fun. I think we've got a lot of connections to some people that may help us. I would love, dude. It'd be so sick.
Bro, didn't you say Jimmy here? Were you talking to him?
Sort of.
Yeah.
On his Discord, I've been talking to people, and I asked if he was going to be at Minecraft Festival because I would like. It'd be so cool to. Just get everything set up in the backpack and be walking around with microphones.
Dude, I saw him out of costume. What? And he looks normal.
In person?
No. Online.
Oh, yeah. I watch his streams and stuff. And
yeah, I didn't... Normal. I didn't... I've never seen him until today, actually.
Oh. That's funny.
I just always saw him with the... He looks younger without the costume on. I thought he was a 30-year-old guy, but no. He's definitely 30-something-year-old guy. But he's probably 27, 28.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. So there's a chance that we could see him there, but I'm assuming it's going to be a pretty big event.
Yeah.
But we've got connections and things. I was actually thinking about how I used to listen to a lot of radio.
Yeah.
I used to listen to Glenn Beck all the time.
I don't know who that is.
He's just a...
I've heard his name
political
before. Don't know who
right-wing
he is.
Mormon.
Oh, okay.
Which is a pretty apt definition of...
right-wing Mormon?
Yeah. What that makes you think of, probably. That's right. I respect him, but he's kind of annoying and, to me, a bit extreme.
Mormonism is
annoying.
Cultish.
Yeah, it really is. If you're a Mormon, no judgment, but that's dumb, dude. Sorry. I'm really sorry. I really don't care if you think different. I just have read the Book of Mormon, and I think that's kind of dumb. Sorry about it. I'm so sorry. So anyways, probably should have had this. Okay, yeah, it looks good. From that from the angle I was at, it looked like they were all max. But they not, though. Okay.
Looked like they were all maxed
out.
Looked like
it's all maxed out. Ooh, we had an hour five.
Let me max it out.
Max!
I hope that's not extremely loud. Oh, yeah, but so I'm just thinking having guests, having good times. I've got tons of different little bits and topics and different things because I don't think we're going to. For one, we're. You and I have been friends for so long that conversation is just natural.
Yeah, it is. It's easy to.
It's like talking to my own butt.
Yeah.
Which I do regularly.
Oh, yeah.
And Jacob and we have been friends for a couple years. At least you've known him longer.
Sort of. Not really,
You haven't known him well longer, but you've known he existed longer.
Yes, that's the case.
And I feel like it actually kind of adds to the character of the show itself that he's kind of the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's bad and ugly.
Yeah.
Bugly.
I think we should definitely have Celia on the show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Soraya.
I was thinking a double date episode would be cool.
That'd
and
be
then
cool.
Jacob being really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or maybe he'll have a girlfriend by then. I don't know.
Probably not.
I hope not. That wouldn't be nearly as funny.
I know Celia's going to listen to this, though, and you're going
to
be on
it. Hey, don't let her listen to this part. She's so cool, dude. Hey, now you say something nice about my girlfriend, but she's not going to listen anyways. I'll just tell her you said it. Alright, that's fine. That's good. If you just said anything,
no, Soraya's
don't
cool.
talk about it like that. Oh, okay, cool. Well, you don't know Soraya as well as I know Celia either.
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, I've known Celia for a couple years.
Yeah.
Not super well, but we've had conversations.
Yeah.
I've known Celia longer than I've known Soraya. That's kind of weird to think about it.
That's pretty funny.
But Soraya's...
Dude, oh wait, actually, so okay, wait, wait, Soraya, oh. I mean, Celia remembers this thing. She's
don't
been,
that
she's
next
been meaning to ask you, actually, about it.
Uh-oh.
To see if you remembered it. She said, you, and she thinks Jonathan and her were, standing and swinging on the tire swing at camp one time.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Jonathan or someone else. She wasn't sure if it was Jonathan, but you had like you were making up like a podcast. And she said she couldn't remember the name of it, but it was something really funny, and she wanted to remember the name.
I think it might have been Nehemiah.
Okay, Nehemiah, yeah.
I think so, because I do remember that. And I really wish I remembered what it was now.
Yeah, because she'd been trying to remember it for a while, and she couldn't remember it. And she said that was, like, one of the things that made her, like, closer to our group, was you guys, like, kind of...
being really in it smart?
No, just...
Oh, dumb.
Just being cool and dumb and fun just with random. Her. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, wait, what time?
And she said, like, when you and,
we're about to leave, we promise. Yeah. I just want to make sure y'all are still okay. Yeah. This is really good. Do you need to go cut more? Probably.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Thanks. I'm a little sippy piss boy, and really I need a to-go cup. Yeah, I feel like I've seen her somewhere. Walmart? No. All right, well, I think this is... I don't know what exactly we're talking about. Somebody's walking in this restaurant that closes in 8 minutes. I'm so sorry to the people at this restaurant. We have been getting looks this whole time.
Yeah,
and they weren't necessarily good looks. They weren't bad looks, but they weren't good looks either. So
we're going to get them.
Yeah, we'll get them. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night tonight.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could take the spoon. That's made out of metal.
Nah.
Oh, okay. Jacob even left his root beer.
He did. We should drink it and eat it and taste it.
Dude, you need to get a to-go cup and take his root beer.
Nah, I don't want it.
You like root beer.
Yeah, but you not like after I drank a whole milkshake.
Save it for tomorrow. Oh, listen to Plop.
Oh,
it's dripping on my phone. Hey, I guess
Jacob
actually...
Bro, what? That looked like so much more in that glass. And it's like nothing.
Oh, there's chips. See the chips?
Dude, like... Oh, wait.
That's probably fine. Wait, there's a lot. He just keeps slapping my shake.
One more.
One more.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch in there. We're not gonna
Oop. I almost just tore the earbud out of my ear.
I haven't had my earbud in for a second. I feel like I had an intro prepared, but I can't remember.
An outro, you mean?
That's yes. Yes. That's what I was thinking of. But if you are...
Thank you for listening and or watching.
And, yeah. If you would like to do it, Oh, I was thinking about this. If you got this far, first of all, epic, dude. So cool that you chilled with us this whole time. I'll give you a kiss if I see you as a reward. Just tell me that you listened this far. The password is... Chi-chi! Boop! And then I will kiss you anywhere you like that is appropriate in that my mom could know about. I have a thing where I have to tell my mom every time I kiss anyone.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not going
to
kiss
That's why you haven't kissed anyone ever.
Nobody. Yeah, I don't want mom to know. I don't want mom to know, but she said I had to. So. But the other thing I was thinking is it'd be fun to have a bit where we review other people's reviews of this podcast on iTunes. So if you leave a review on iTunes, then we will then...
iTunes.
We will then review your review live on podcast, shout you out. You could say your review and then leave a little plug. We'll plug it, dude. So whatever you feel like.
Yeah.
If you're on YouTube, you could also like it and subscribe.
And
leave
if
a
it's
comment.
If it's only you, Celia.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's no problem. There. You can leave a review every time if you want. Yeah. And we will always say. That's really good.
This in from a viewer, Celia Blanchard.
Viewer, my girlfriend. Not mine. It's not mine. No, I'm sorry. No, sir, I don't. Anyways. Thanks, champs.
Thanks.
This has been an excellent dinner of only milkshakes.
Yeah. Remember, everything is dinner.
Remember, everything is dinner. And you are a boy if you...
Everything is
you.
Dinner and everyone is boys.
And everything's dinner and everyone is boys. That's a great slogan. And don't forget, somebody's got to love you, right?
Probably.
Probably. Peace out and pee out of your body if you need to. Bye.